Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Countdown is on. What, couple months till the NFL draft? You sick of it yet, John? Mock draft season?
Not yet. I mean, it's the difference this year is that in previous years, this has been the Super Bowl for the Detroit Lions. Like, what are they gonna? Who are they gonna be taking at number three? Who are they taking at number two? And we debated it. Now, yes, they have a number six pick, but it's not the one that they earned. And the thinking is that the team is on the rise. They finished with a 9-8 record, narrowly missed out on the playoffs. If they had made the playoffs, it was going to be a huge bonus on the season. Nobody really expected them to be a playoff team. So the expectation for the team is different. The draft feels more like the next step as opposed to a rebirth.
We get to kind of have our cake and eat it too. You have a top pick.
Yeah.
And yet you don't have a team that's one of the five or six worst teams in the sport.
A top pick you didn't have to earn.
Right. And now you get to do some stuff with it. And I heard Gov yesterday throwing out some extravagant options.
I mean, I demanded that they take a running back at six, according to some people on the station.
Some people on the station. Well, those same people have been taking me to task for what I want the Lions to do at six. And I want to know if John's on board.
So let's go through this exercise. And we performed this a little bit yesterday, but I want to get your take because while you were away on your cruise, sunning with no tan, there were some individuals that sent out, and I know you saw this, the tweets, the Jim Costa, I hate Jared Goff tweet, where they did their own mock draft. And
I think it was Brooks on Twitter.
Yes,
yeah.
Both first-round picks were a quarterback. Both second-round picks were a quarterback. The third-round pick was a quarterback. Fourth was a quarterback. And every single pick was a quarterback.
I think Max Duggan was in there. I mean,
Jake Haner from Fresno State was in there, which I actually don't think is a bad pick later in the draft. But you have been on the bandwagon of, we've got to find a replacement for Jared Goff. He is simply inept and couldn't be good enough. So we must find a way in this draft. So I'm going to give you a scenario, and we can tweak the scenario as we go through this process. But starting out at the number six pick, you're not allowed to trade. You can't trade up. You can't trade back. And the first five picks, which most people in no particular order to no particular team, believe that by the time the Lions pick at six, that Young, Stroud, Levis, the three top quarterbacks, will be off the board. Will Anderson and Jalen Carter will also be off the board. So now Jim Costa, better known as Cookies, has been inserted as the general manager for our Detroit Lions. You're on the clock. Who are you taking at six?
Okay, well, first things first. My belief that they should draft a quarterback is not a belief that they should draft any quarterback, but it's the idea that they need to be open to the idea that they have a chance to take the franchise QB in this year's draft, and I can make that case for you. I wouldn't look away from Anthony Richardson, who I think has the upside of a franchise quarterback, but I don't want to take someone just to take somebody. And I think if they're in a position where the quarterbacks they like are gone, they've done all their homework, they go in with the right intent of trying to find a franchise guy, then you take a defensive lineman and you keep building up the defense. So you tell me all the guys are gone, fine, I'll go defense. But John, the thing I've been telling people is you need to be prepared for a world where one of those quarterbacks is there and need to take one.
Okay, doesn't answer the question.
Okay, I would take Wilson, the Texas Tech end.
Okay, all right.
I'd seriously want to do some homework on Anthony Richardson because I feel like this is a draft where you can come home with a franchise quarterback. Maybe he's there at 18, but I hate waiting on a guy if I've done my homework and I think he can be the guy. So when I look at this draft, I think there are two quarterbacks that people see as ready-made guys in Stroud and Young.
Yes.
Then the next two are project guys in Levis and Richardson. The Lions are in a position where they would be drafting someone to sit for a year. So I would not be opposed to drafting one of the project guys in Levis or Richardson. In fact, they might fit more of where this team is going, where you say, if I take a guy who has the size and the athleticism, but he needs to work on accuracy and timing, well, great. We can take a year to get him ready and incubate him, or two. But primarily, if you're drafting a guy at six, you're drafting him with the idea that, hey, mentor for a year and get out in there and make plays.
See, here's where I have, where I find the flaw in your thinking. I'm okay with a quarterback, if it's Will Levis or if it's Anthony Richardson, sitting for 2 years. The longer you can allow them to marinate. Because, I mean, here's the other thing, too, is you're also drafting. You've got to find a way to get a backup quarterback. Whoever you take, if you do at six, that's going to be your number two. And Jared Goff, while healthy this year, I don't believe is going to remain a 17-game starter or at least 17 full-game participant throughout the next 2 years. They're going to get opportunity to go in there and get experience. They're obviously going to have training camp. They're going to have preseason games. But I'm okay with Jared Goff being your quarterback for the next 2 years.
I think Jim is, to a degree. Let's be clear here. Jim is drafting Jared Goff's replacement.
I'm not drafting a backup quarterback. I'm drafting the future starting quarterback
I'm
of the Detroit
the
Lions.
I'm saying the backup quarterback for the next 2 years.
Okay, I'm not saying.
But I don't know about 2 years either. I'm not drafting someone to sit for half their rookie contract. I don't think that's good business. I don't think that's good economics in today's NFL.
I think you need to say what you said to me about Goff and the guy that you want to get at the pick. Because this...
Oh, I think it's possible that C.J. Stroud is there. I do.
Or
Bryce Young. I think both options are on the table. I want to see how Bryce Young measures at the combine. Because if he comes in at 5'11 or 5'10 and 3/4, and there start to be whispers, and Levis gets, you know, someone trades up for Levis, and someone takes Stroud because of the size, and all of a sudden Bryce Young's sitting there at 5 or 6, and you're in a position where he's going to fall into your lap. You got people saying, well, we can't because we have Jared Goff. I'm not putting blinders on because of Jared Goff. No disrespect. People think I'm some Jared Goff hater. I'm not the only one who's acknowledged this. John, I've done shows with you where you say there are limitations to Goff's game. Some of the throws he can't make consistently down the field, the mobility, the pocket awareness. You've made those points. TJ Lang has made those points. You guys played in the league. These aren't Goff hater points. This is a reality. He is limited. If you have the chance to draft a quarterback with a bigger arm, with more mobility, cheaper, create a 5-year window on a rookie contract. I get excited about that, and I don't think you should put blinders on and ignore that opportunity because you're safe with Jared Goff. Because you're not as safe as you think you are.
I'm not saying put blinders on and just completely ignore the need for a future quarterback. But I'm also not... I'm not going to sit there and say that I don't think Jared Goff could be here for more than just the 2 years.
So you're extending him.
If he goes out and has another year like he just had, and then all of a sudden you have a defense that is not the 32-ranked team in the NFL, but possibly 15. I'm not talking about rocketing up and being a top 5 defense. I think in the next 5 years, they could get to that point. I don't expect them to go from 32 to top 5 in 1 year. But here's where I am somewhat in your camp. If not now, then when? Because I think we all believe this one wasn't earned by the Detroit Lions. It was earned by the LA Rams in the Matthew Stafford trade. If you're going to be picking at 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, hopefully later and later, when is it that you're and how is it that you're going to get the next quarterback?
Right. If you don't pick in the top 20 again for a couple seasons, what the hell's the path to a future quarterback?
I think you need to disclose, and after the break, if the Detroit Lions select C.J. Stroud at number 6, your summary on what the Lions are getting, I think, is your biggest selling point.
Okay, we'll do that coming up next. It's 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.